Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table.
A podcast that will probably make you chuckle.
Probably. It's working!
It's working. It's happening.
Hold on, I thought there was no stupid jokes allowed.
Yeah, about that.
Oh, okay. I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
And we're your friends.
That's true. Speaking of friends.
Our friend.
Rusty Daniels.
Hello, hello.
He's back in the house.
That is super excited to have him.
It's been far too long, Rusty.
Yes, sir. I've been looking forward to this.
How have you been, man?
I've been doing pretty all right.
Pretty okay?
Pretty okay. You know.
I need you to know, I was talking to somebody before the show, and I said, you know, we're about to record with a guest. And I said, have you ever heard of, you know, have you ever heard of the episode with Rusty? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, well, he's recording with us tonight. And they're like, wow. Sweet.
Yeah.
So I'm famous.
Exactly. Yeah, that's what we're trying to get to. We didn't want to just come out.
So you should apply for the verified check mark on Instagram.
You should.
Yeah. Like, do I get my million followers now or does that come later?
That comes later.
That comes later.
Yeah. Okay. we know from personal experience.
Right.
That comes later.
Our check mark applications are still pending.
It can be found on most social media outlets. Look me up.
There you go.
Sweet.
Those links in the description. Well, gentlemen, we're going to have a great time today.
A wonderful time.
We're going to be coming at you today, listeners, with three, count them, three topics. You know why? Because there's three persons in this room.
That's true. We have brought three topics to the table for you today.
I don't know y'all's topic, but I'm personally pretty excited about mine.
I'm pretty excited. I'm okay. I'm excited. I feel like a little iffy.
You feel a little iffy?
I feel a little iffy, but I'm excited to talk about it. We'll get there. I don't want to spoil anything.
Well, we're going to get there, like you said. Before we do, we have some things to take care of.
It's the word of the week.
Ooh-wee. It's been a while.
My arch nemesis.
Yes. Rusty. Oh, have you participated in one of these?
I've not.
Oh, man. You're in for a treat.
I've participated in my car when I'm listening, but,
what is your success rate?
Zero.
Okay, sweet.
Same.
Well, fellas, I got a conundrum for you this week on Word of the Week.
Is that the word, conundrum?
No.
Okay.
That'd be far too easy. Your word is ratoon.
Rusty, do you want to go first?
That's a musical raccoon.
Not even a hesitation at all. Let me spell that for you, and then I'm going to let you guess again, since you are our guest. That was incorrect, by the way. R-A-T-O-O-N. So not T-U-N-E, like tune, but tune, like cartoon.
Cartoon.
Right. But be not confused. But that has nothing to do with it.
Have we ever done can you use it in a sentence? Because I
might give it away. You know, it might not.
I feel like, well, for you, it might give it away if I were to do it. But for me,
okay,
it's probably not going to help.
You know,
we
have a guest. We have three topics today. You know, I'm gonna use it in a sentence.
Okay,
it's a special time.
There we go.
Today, I tripped over some ratoons.
Is it a viney plant?
Close, but not.
Is it a sort of viney plant?
I'll say a dead plant.
A dead plant specifically? Fellas, that is incorrect. So sorry. Oh, wow. A ratoon. Don't worry, this is not referencing a raccoon or a rat mixed breed or a rodent of any unusual size.
Thank goodness.
But it is, in fact, referring to that small shoot or growth that comes from the root of a plant.
Oh.
So you were pretty, y'all are close.
I was closer than I've been in a long time.
That's very true. So
I still didn't get it right, which is anyone surprised?
I
mean.
I was just playing off Cody.
Oh, poor decision on your part, really.
Poor strategy.
But yeah, now y'all know what it is. So now you can use that in your upcoming conversations at the water cooler. Just, hey guys, did you see them ratoons outside?
And if you've got some sort of example in your daily life where you're able to use this word, let us know over on Instagram. All right, fellas. The time has come.
It's time. I'm excited.
All right.
Rusty.
My topic.
What is your topic, sir?
My topic. Hold on. I got to open up my.
You look great, by the way.
Thank you, brother.
Can I just say that?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You are an amazing good liar.
Oh. Wow, we just out here calling folks liars.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know.
Nobody looks as good as Tyler, though.
That's, I mean, well, I'm not going to fight either of you on that.
I think we're all in agreement on that.
That hat is on point.
Yeah.
That's my favorite hat.
Yeah, pink hat. We're like, we love you.
Thanks. Yeah. Sweet.
What you got, guys? What you got for us, bro?
All right. So my topic, it's been hard to keep under wraps all week since I thought about it.
Welcome to the struggle.
Are we talking about chicken wraps?
Oh, no. It wasn't food because I figured you guys had covered pretty much all the good
all
ones.
The foods. You should see my list, buddy.
So my topic is vacation.
Vacation.
Okay. Vacation. I'm excited.
I've heard of this. Okay. I'm just kidding. I've went on vacation. Yeah.
You've been on more legit vacations than I have, though.
Yeah, but I'm also married and have I have a second party that is like instigating said vacations. So what brought vacation to your mind, brother?
I don't know, man. I was just like, I was told, hey, you need to get a topic and, you know, make it something we can talk about for a few minutes.
And that's how we said it, by the way. Hey, you need to get a topic.
You need to get a topic, and it needs to be something we could talk about.
It's like, look, if you want to be on this podcast.
First rule, no lame jokes.
And if you want this podcast to air, you need a topic.
You need a topic. I came up with vacations through, I don't know, like the way my mind works is just spit it out there. Vacations. Okay. So, I have a few questions to ask you guys.
Okay.
And you can each answer. And if y'all want me to answer, that's fine.
We do want you to answer.
All right. So my first vacation question is, what was your best vacation experience?
Tyler, would you like to go first or would you like for me to go first?
I'd like for you to go first.
Well, it's funny. You know, it's funny we're talking about this because literally today, me and Sarah were discussing our most recent vacation. Because I was looking through the pictures on my phone and I was like, man, that was such a great time, you know. And it was the one that we discussed most recently on the podcast where we went to Asheville and went to the Biltmore and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That one, I don't know, man. We were talking about it today and there was just something special about it, you know. I'm not trying to just take it straight to food, but had some of the best food that we've had. And of course, I'm not going to recap the whole thing. You can go listen to that episode. But there was just something really special about that trip. But also, another one that sticks out to me is the first time I ever went to Colorado, and specifically to the very, very top of Pikes Peak.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
It was very cold, similar to the weather we've been experiencing today. And it was just a great time, man. Beautiful scenery, something that I will never forget because I almost passed out up there.
I remember you talking about that.
The air apparently gets really thin the higher you go, and I did not have the proper amount because they sell you like little oxygen tanks for you to like take a little hit every now and then.
Yeah.
Right.
They kind of look like massive inhalers.
Yeah.
And I can breathe. I've been breathing all my life. You know, I can do this. Yeah. I couldn't do that. And I almost passed out.
Jeez.
But those two really stand out. The most recent trip we had and the one to Colorado, those are special.
I actually have two myself. One of which was probably my most recent like vacation. Like I've had time off before, but haven't gone on like.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Last year I literally had 5 weeks off, but not like simultaneously. Yeah,
it was a lot in a
spread out over the year. But anyway, my actual last vacation I took was 2019 around my birthday. I went to Birmingham with some friends. And I know Birmingham doesn't seem like that big of a deal, but for me, that was like the first vacation that I planned, that I instigated. I was like, I'm going here. I'm doing this for my birthday. And I went and had a great time. That's when I learned about my love for disc golf. Mm-hmm. Went to some of the top two courses in Alabama. Actually ranked to the top two courses in Alabama. So that was really, really cool. Really, really fun. Of course, had great food. You know, it was just like a very relaxing, memorable trip. The other one would be the Biltmore also, but I ended up going with Cody and Sarah and Delana and Brittany. That was one of the first real vacations I went on. Actually, that was the first real vacation I went on without my parents.
Yeah.
And so that was definitely an experience to remember. Of course, being with your siblings too, that, on top of that.
That one
was hilarious.
Bro.
Just such a good time.
I would love to get everyone, like bring Brittany in, yeah, and just have a podcast where we just talk about that trip.
Absolutely.
It was one of the, it's definitely at the top of my list, like one of the top, just the memories.
The laughs.
The laughter.
Yeah. Oh, my Lord.
The trip to the urgent care.
It was definitely memorable, for sure.
It was crazy. So, sure. Yeah.
What about yourself, man?
Well, probably my most memorable and my favorite really wasn't even a vacation, but when I was in high school, I was in the band, and we were invited to march in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Oh, wow.
And all right. So I was... Surprise, surprise, not a great musician.
What did you play?
Well, I was in the pit. That's where they put people that, you know, they're not very good. I'm sorry. If you're in the pit, you are very talented. They put me there because I was not talented. It has nothing to do with your skill and your talent. But I was like, you know, actually one of my friends told me, one day he's like, you know, you're not very good.
what a friend.
Nothing like honesty.
Right.
Hey, thanks, bud.
Yeah, appreciate that a lot.
So we got to go to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. And that was probably my most memorable because it was a vacation to me because I got to ride on a charter bus for 26 and a half hours with 100 of my best friends, you know.
26 and a half hours.
And like that part, it sounds like it's not great, but it really was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun on the bus, you know, playing cards and just whatever else.
Well, at least you had something to do.
Yeah. And then once we got there, they basically just said, hey, do whatever you want to do. Be back here at, you know, whatever time. Now we had a chaperone with us and stuff. Like, we're high school kids.
Yeah, of course.
But we walked around New York, did whatever we wanted.
Wow.
Went whatever we wanted to do, you know. Saw Broadway shows that I actually slept through, yeah.
Oh.
Well, you can't sleep on the bus. You got to sleep through the shows.
Right. Like, there's so much going on. Right. That, like, it was tiresome, you know.
I feel
but
that.
But that's probably my most memorable, my favorite vacation. There was a lot of them as a kid that were just a blast. We usually went to the mountains or down to Florida at least once a year, and all those were great. But that was the one that stuck out as the best.
So if you could leave tomorrow and go on vacation, where would you want to go?
Well, Cody, that's question number three.
What's question number two?
Question number two is, what is your worst vacation experience?
Ooh-wee.
Like overall vacation or just vacation experience?
Vacation experience.
Like an experience that happened on the vacation?
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. I know yours.
Yeah, I mean, so we went to Biltmore the first time on the sibling vacation.
Right.
And we went at Christmas time. Like it was.
Yeah, I thought it was Thanksgiving.
It was Thanksgiving. You're absolutely right. But they were getting ready for Christmas at the Biltmore.
Right.
So that means there was a lot of cinnamon in the Biltmore that day.
Oh,
and we went down into the kitchen area and they were doing like stuff. What are you confused about?
I thought you got it from like the ice cream place.
No, that was from whenever I got it the first time with Trey and Christina.
Oh, okay.
Went to Marble Slab. That was whenever Sarah realized I was actually telling the truth.
Right.
And This is the time where we went down to the kitchen and they were actually like mixing, they were cooking stuff that had, bro. The room just smelled like cinnamon. Like, you could tell that there was, like, just a lot of cinnamon going on.
Yeah.
I was mildly concerned, but at the same time, I was like, well, I'm not eating it. Like, it's going to be fine, you know? Well, Thanksgiving morning, I am in Georgia. I am with my siblings and my wife. I wake up, and I cannot speak. And I've been here before. I knew what it was going on. I just didn't know where I had gotten a hold of the cinnamon. And the only thing that I can figure is just from being in that house for those hours and just breathing it in. So I woke up, couldn't speak, couldn't really do anything. I woke up Sarah and I started like typing on my phone being like, I can't speak. My throat's closed up. We have to go to the hospital or something. And so we're like, it's Thanksgiving morning. Where's gonna be open? I don't know where to go, you know? So then we went to the urgent care, the nearest by urgent care, and I'm a new patient, so I got to go through that process of filling out paperwork and stuff, and I'm over here like, I really hope that I don't, like, pass away, you know, or that the turkey gets cold. That would be sad. So we were gone, and the Tyler, Brittany, and Delana, they stayed behind because we were like, y'all should, like, you know, take care of things around here, like get the food ready and stuff. Now, there's nothing they could do with us.
Right.
So we just kept them posted and whatnot, but ultimately wound up being seen. They were like, yep, you're having an allergic reaction. Here's a script for some medication. Go to this pharmacy. It's open today. Got that filled. Took some medicine immediately. And by the time we made it back to the cabin, I was able to speak. And the real happy ending here is that I was able to enjoy Thanksgiving dinner.
And the food turned out great.
It was the best turkey I've ever had.
And that was the first time my sister had ever cooked turkey in her
life. It was literally, even to this day, like,
it's super good.
The best I've ever had. The mac and cheese was great. And that experience.
We killed it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they killed it. And the experience.
Y'all almost killed Cody.
You're right.
He almost killed himself.
Well, and the experience did not taint the whole vacation, and it didn't affect the vacation after that.
And that's what I was going to say, is that even, like, your worst experience on vacation, you're on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, like. You could be going through all that at work.
Right.
It's true. I mean, like, at least you're off.
I see your point.
Right.
I would just rather not go through. Yeah. Right. Let's just not go through that.
So for me, I'm laughing, but it was actually pretty bad. My worst vacation experience was probably one of the last ones that I had with my parents, and we had went to, I think it was Gatlinburg, Tennessee, that Pigeon Forge, that area. I was the most angsty teenager that had ever existed in all of history. I'm talking like I like pouted at everything, man. Arms crossed, didn't want to be there, do anything. And I'm like 16, 17, somewhere around that age. And I, like, looking back, it's always one of the things that I regret the most, because, you know, it's vacation time with your family, and that doesn't really come around that much, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like you squandered that time making yourself miserable when you could have just enjoyed the trip and had, like, some really great memories out of it. Now, I do have good memories out of it, and, like, as much as I tried to be miserable, like, I had a good time.
Yeah.
But I made sure to let everybody know that it was against my will. And I hate that. And so it was, ironically, the worst experience that I'd ever had because it was my fault. So that was unfortunate.
You know what's even more unfortunate than that? I just thought of another one that's worse than what I just said.
Oh, my.
Really?
Yeah. And it takes place whenever Cody was a younger lad. I went on vacation with my mom and stepdad at the time.
Yeah.
They took us to Florida. I forget to which beach. That's bad enough. No offense, Florida. We love you. But they took us on vacation with them to one of these beaches where, like, everybody goes, you know? And that would have been great. The problem was they had family friends at the time who also came and brought their two children. Who, the little girl, her and Delana were okay friends, but the little boy was much younger than me, and I could not stand him.
Oof.
And here he was going to be on vacation with me for the next several days. I won't go into everything, but just know that it was like having a family of gnats flying around your head at all times. I was so annoyed. I could not get away from him because we stayed in the same place. There was nowhere to go. And he wanted to hang out with me because I was the older kid. And I was like, go away. And it got so, this is where I'm ashamed. It got so bad that they wound up having to call my pawpaw, who was in Lucille, Mississippi, to come get me because I was so unhappy. And he did.
Oh, my gosh.
And he did. He came and got me. And it was a miserable time. And I had forgotten about it until you mentioned the making everyone miserable.
Jeez.
I thought of that like, oh, I made everyone miserable on this trip. Yeah, that was bad.
I thought you were fixing to say he came and got the kid. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, he came and got him.
Let's go pawpaw.
My pawpaw came and got this kid, this child.
What about you, Rusty? What was your experience?
Mine was just a few short years ago. And my family had decided to go to Natchez. And I believe Trey and Christine had already been there, but we went with them. My dad was there. And we had a Airbnb that was like ridiculously nice, old Victorian style house. Absolutely beautiful place. Absolutely loaded with antiques. Like there were probably, you know, a few million dollars worth of antiques in this house.
That's right up your alley, bro.
Oh, I loved it. But like you could walk through the dining room and just everything would just like jingle and ring and ting. And
yeah.
Like it was that kind of place, you know. So we get there and like it's a nice neighborhood and the front of the house is on like a main road and then the side of the house where we were parked at was like a dead end. And so we pull up and like we're getting stuff out of the vehicle and let's be honest, this is South Mississippi here. I'm not sure where you're listening from, folks, but in South Mississippi, pretty much everybody has a gun.
Yeah.
And so it was Trey and my father and myself and we were all three carrying. Now we all three have concealed carry licenses and permits and all this stuff.
All is well.
All is well. We're very safe with our firearms. But I'm getting stuff out of the car and I had taken my my pistol out of my waistband in my little holster and I'd put it in the center console. My dad did the same thing. We were in the car driving for so long it's uncomfortable. So I'm getting the guns out of the car and I turn around with a 9mm in my right hand and a 40 in my left hand.
Oh, no.
And there's a homeless man standing right behind me.
Oh.
And he's like, oh man, look, I'm so sorry. I don't know where this guy came from. Out of the bushes. Had to been because it was a dead end road.
Yeah.
And like we just pulled up, you know. And he's like, I was just gonna see if you had some money. There's a pizza place down here. I want to get some pizza. And I'm like, brother, I ain't got no money. He's like, I can see that. Y'all have a good night. You know? And took off. So that was, you know, that wasn't bad.
Yeah. Like
that kind of happens. So we're continuing. This is maybe 7 or 8 minutes later, getting stuff out of the car, bringing stuff into the house that we're staying in. And I'm outside. I'm walking up to the porch and I see across the street, the fence in the backyard has a little gate in it, the people across the road. Well, that gate opens up and this girl just comes kind of bubbly bouncing out and walks right across the street and walks over to this house, walks right past me, right up the stairs. And I'm like, hey, she's like, hi. I'm like, okay. She walked into the house.
Was she under the influence of anything?
Brother, I don't know what she was under the influence of, but I know it was probably not a holy substance.
Probably not.
Jeez.
And she walked into the house and sat down on the couch across the house, like walked through and she's like, oh, this is nice. This is, and I'm like, do you live here? She's like, yes. This is my house.
Yes.
I'm like, okay, well, we've rented this house on Airbnb, and we're staying here for the week. So she's like, mm-hmm. I'm like, all right, you're not supposed to be here, are you? And she's like, this is a really nice house. And I'm like, all right, we're calling the police. Oh, and she's like, no. Okay. And hops back up, walks right back past me. Now, thankfully, I don't have a pistol in my hand.
Or two.
You know, or two. Walks right back past me and out the door. She proceeds to walk across the street from the house on the main road and walks up to somebody else's house, gets their doormat off their front porch and goes and sits it in the middle of the road and sits down on it.
Oh.
So an uncomfortable time.
We did call the police. they came and then about, you know, 10 minutes later, an ambulance showed up and they informed us that she was having a medical issue. So,
jeez, that's unfortunate.
So, needless to say, I really didn't get a whole lot of sleep that first night.
I guess not. That's terrible.
So, like, we had a great day the next day. You know, we explored and we went and saw the big wooden Civil War battleship.
Yeah,
all that stuff. It was great. We had a blast. The next day, or the next
there's
night,
more.
Yes.
Oh no.
The next night. I'm sitting on the couch. Everybody else has already gone to bed. And I see movement out the window. Like, this whole house is glass.
No.
Gotta go home.
Yeah, well, like, it's dark inside. They can't see me. The TV's on, but, you know, it's still really dark in
there.
Yeah. And I was actually sleeping on the couch because, you know, somebody's going to come in. I'm going to be ready for it, you know.
Two guns.
And right. So I see movement out the front window, and I look, and there's two guys outside the house that are very clearly not supposed to be there. This is, you know, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night. So I walk over to the window. I have my pistol in my hand, and I just flip the light switch on so they can see me. And I'm not pointing a gun at them or anything like that, but I've got it. You know, they can see right through the window. Yeah. And as soon as they saw me, they just kind of walked off and just wandered off in different directions. So
I would have left.
Bro, I was done. I was so done. But at this point, I am not sleeping. I didn't get any sleep on this trip.
I guess not. Oh, my gosh.
So
this is day two?
Day two. About 3 hours later, they're back.
What?
Is there?
And I don't know what they did.
This is stressing me out.
The little house next to us, they jumped the fence, ran up to the house for a few minutes, and then ran off. So still to this day, I have no idea what they were doing. Maybe I should have called the police. I didn't.
You did?
I didn't. Oh, no. I was just out here last night for the crazy girl, man. Why are you calling me again?
Because there's more crazy people.
Like, dude, the neighborhood was nice. Like, I got up that next morning, and there's like a marathon going on in front of the place. It's like a storybook, you know, village, yeah. And it's so perfect, except for the crazies come out at night.
Jeez Louise, that sounds like a bad movie.
You win.
So I almost shot a homeless person. Yeah, a girl wanted to camp out in the house with us, and then our next door neighbor got robbed.
Golly.
You win. Your story.
I was about to say, yeah. My worst thing is I was angsty.
Right.
Yeah. We
the cake on that one.
We couldn't in good faith give that Airbnb a good review.
I guess not.
Yeah.
Is in really bad area.
Right.
Well, like, look safe.
Is not.
Misleading.
Right.
Is not. Right.
Oh, look safe. Is not.
So I've got two more questions.
Okay.
Hit us with
Maybe we'll just we'll wrap these into one.
Okay.
If money is no object, what is your dream vacation destination, and what will you do? And the third question, which I'm just going to let you answer this with it, if you could go on vacation with anyone on the planet other than your family, who would it be?
Tyler.
Nice. Okay. Well, I know the question. Excuse me. I know the answer to question three. I would definitely go to Japan. I
probably would too.
Eat all kinds of food.
Yeah.
I would buy all kinds of merchandise. I would see all of the sites, go all of the places. It'd be because you're saying money's no object. So that would be a great time for me. As far as who to take with me, I'm not entirely sure.
You're freed up because you can't be family. So
right.
I
don't really have any friends outside of family and Rusty.
Take Rusty.
Come on, Rusty, let's go.
Let's do that. I'm glad you added that in there and Rusty.
Right. Well, that's, I'm thinking like famous people and stuff like that. Like I don't know. I don't find myself desiring to spend alone time with a lot of people.
Well, view it as like a witnessing opportunity. Now, who would you take?
I mean, that's great. Like, I would want to take anybody that needs the gospel at that point, but let me stop because I was just like, but this is vacation.
How dare
don't
you?
Don't want to witness on vacation. What's wrong with you?
Instant in season and out of
just
season, brother
kidding.
Tyler.
I would take anybody that needs the gospel, of course. Far as vacation goes,
hey, we know.
I mean,
yeah,
I
you have a pink hat. We love you.
That's true. Thanks, bro. Yeah. I don't know. Whosoever will.
Whosoever will. And see, for those, maybe you're a new listener, welcome. We love you too. You don't know Tyler yet. He means that. He would just take like whoever wants to come. All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Tyler, I think you should invite Ryan Reynolds to go with you.
Sure.
Like, can you imagine seeing, you know, your vacation land in Japan and
you would not be
with Ryan
unnoticed.
That's true.
If you took Ryan Reynolds.
That's true. I would definitely not go under the radar.
No, sure. Yeah. You would have paparazzi all around, which we already deal with.
I have a pink hat, so
yeah,
it's okay.
Exactly. It's okay. I'm going to go ahead and be honest with y'all. I'm struggling because my dream
is to stay home.
Is to be like, I just want to be here like for a week. Like, but I'm really trying to think of like, okay, so literally
you can go anywhere.
I can go anywhere.
Anywhere.
Where would I go?
Like some of the biggest amphitheaters in the world and play at. You know, like go play at a Coliseum or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the possibilities are endless.
But here's my issue. And this is, oh, it is the issue. I have to get there.
And money is no object.
No, no, no. It's not the money. I have to get there. I have to be in a vehicle for however long it takes.
If money's no object, you can take a private jet.
Yeah, you take a limousine to the airport, get in your private jet.
You don't
jet.
Have to drive yourself, my guy.
They pamper you all the way there.
But a 10-hour flight is a 10-hour flight.
On a private jet?
Yeah, but a 10-hour flight with Wi-Fi is a whole lot better.
And a mattress?
Can and a mattress. Oh, yes.
Okay, so here we go. Because if I'm flying coach,
right.
You know, I'm not trying to take a 10-hour flight.
Money's no object. Here's the thing. I consider that question, like, I don't even consider travel because I'm very apprehensive about flying overseas. So just imagine, like, you're there.
I have my answer. Okay, I literally just thought about it.
Okay.
I would go to Israel.
Yeah.
I would love to go.
I was thinking that.
I would love to go. And who would I take? I would take Brother Dobbs.
I knew the second you said Israel, who you were taking.
Look, that is literally a current.
We can't all be so spiritual.
I'm not trying to be spiritual. Look, that is a current dream of mine is to go to Israel, but I don't want to go by myself or with anyone else. I want to go with
Bishop.
I can
vouch for him on this. He has said this.
I've said this outside the podcast. We try not to do that.
Right. We try not to talk.
Every now and then we slip up. And
he has said this. Those exact things before.
Well, I mean, you've got a point because I was talking to him about going to Germany with my grandmother.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, when you're there, you should just go here and you should go here.
Right.
Make sure you try this out. Like, oh, yeah, and on this street, there's this. And I'm just like, he's been everywhere.
But imagine.
He already knows the good places.
Right. But can you imagine going to Israel with him and being like, here on this brick is where is where Jesus did this.
You jest, but that's exactly what would happen.
I'm
in
so serious.
In like the coolest way.
Yeah. And it's like he told me one time about these like underground, like we're basically like where Jesus would have really been in this area is actually underground, and you get there this way, and now you're walking on streets that were the ones that Jesus actually walked on.
Right.
And it's like, yes, please, let's do that.
Right.
The only issue would be, and I got love for everybody. But y'all know I'm picky when it comes to food.
True.
I may have to break my streak of not going to McDonald's if I go to Israel.
I think they have, like, overseas McDonald's.
That's what I'm saying. I may have to rely on McDonald's over there and break my streak.
Well, now that's not all, like, the exact same menu. They have a cater to that country.
Do they have a burger made with beef?
I don't know. I can't say that they do.
If they do, I'm going to have to just go there. Or Raisin Cane's.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
I'm sure they got an international Raisin Cane's.
Do they have a Cane's in?
I don't know.
We were to invest in that. We'd make some money, I'm sure.
Well, money's no object. So
there you go. Yeah. We can do that. I'd go to Israel and establish the first Raisin Cane's.
Right.
Rusty, what about you, my man? Where would you go?
All right. So, man, I wasn't even thinking about it myself, but I think I would probably end up going to Germany just because that's where my family's from. I've got a lot of history over there.
Yeah.
And that's where my grandparents met each other. There's actually a castle that they lived in that they were remodeling.
Ooh.
And like that place is still there.
Wow.
I would love to go see that. I would love to go see.
I'm going to claim what's mine.
It's a sad story, but when my grandmother was a child, she was in a Russian concentration camp.
Yeah.
So I would also like, it's not that far from, you know, where they were at in Germany.
Yeah.
But I would like to go and see that as well.
Wow.
There's a museum there now and everything. And so I would really like to see that. And of course, like, before you said Brother Dobbs, I was thinking, obviously, I'm going to take Brother Dobbs.
You got to take Brother Dobbs.
Because we're not going to be eating at McDonald's with Brother Dobbs.
No.
Yeah. Right.
Well,
he knows the history. He knows the good places to eat. He knows what to go see. You know?
And
he's going to have all the contacts over there as well.
Absolutely. True. Absolutely. And by the way, I forgot to say something.
Oi!
Tyler's rolling his eyes.
Jeez.
All right, so that's the end of mine.
That's a great topic. I can't believe we've never covered that before.
Same, but now we have.
But now we have.
And now we know.
Tyler.
Hi.
What's your topic?
Oh, it's my turn?
It's your turn.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so my topic today, it might be short, it might be long, it might get heavy, it might not, but we're going to talk about gossiping.
Oh,
I know.
Let's do that.
I know.
I don't like that.
So, in your own definition, what is gossiping to you, Cody?
So, to me, it is you're talking about a person, place, or thing with no intentions of making that better in any way.
Okay.
Exactly. Just like you're basically just stirring the pot, and I'll leave it at that for right now.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do you agree with this?
I do agree. I mean, it's sharing, you know, mostly useless information, because all it's going to do is end up hurting somebody. It may be the truth, but it's not your business to be sharing.
Right.
You know, it is harmful. And the worst part is I'm pretty sure we're all guilty of it.
Well,
I'm guilty of it.
Well, let me say this, because you mentioned the possibility of this getting heavy. Let me just go ahead and throw the anchor overboard.
Yeah.
By nature, my disposition is I tend to gravitate towards that.
Yeah.
When someone comes up to me and they're like, hey, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is wrong. I do not endorse that. And I do not support that in any way.
It's
it is human nature, but it's also it's a problem.
Yeah.
Now don't get me wrong, I don't walk around gossiping over everybody because the Holy Ghost helps me.
Right.
But I have very, very much had to go to prayer and be like, God, I'm ashamed at what I basically just partook in, which was, call it what you want.
Right.
You can call it venting. You can call it whatever you want. Friend, you're gossiping.
Yeah.
And it has been an issue all my life, and it's just, I'm just throwing that out there
so
for everyone to know.
In agreement that it is not a positive
no,
thing.
No, not a good thing.
Okay, yeah.
By no means.
So I do want to cover this, because this is I want to cover the actual Oxford Dictionary definition of it, because I feel like this is going to lead into kind of a deeper conversation about it.
I thought you were fixing to ask what our favorite gossip was.
So what's the new gossip?
Yeah. What you got for
right.
me?
Right. No. So Oxford Dictionary defines gossip as a noun, of course, that is casual or unconstrained conversation or reports about other people, typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true.
Okay.
That's another thing.
That is that was a very important detail, because because we've always been told gossiping is wrong. And this conversation is not to justify any type of gossip or anything like that, but it is to kind of like, for the person like me that kind of overthinks, like, well, is this gossip? Is what I'm doing here wrong? Like, this is kind of to bring some clarity to that, and just to kind of verbally process like how we act on that. So the key detail that stuck out to me is the typically involving details that are not confirmed as being true.
And that changes what I just said.
Exactly.
Because that, I will honestly say, if that is the definition, I typically don't talk about things like
that are not confirmed to be true.
My issue is when they are confirmed to be true.
And they're negative things.
And they're negative. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. Now, and that's what I was going to say, was that where does the line between sharing information and gossip lie? Like, just general gossip lie. Because there's some things that are just factual.
Yeah. Right.
They're like, okay, this person did this thing. It was not good. I'm making you aware of it.
Right.
Like,
Well, I guess there's a need to know basis on that, you know, like if this person may have like, okay, this person didn't pay for this, then they got the product, and Cody's got something that they're interested in buying, then by all means, you know, I need to tell Cody about it.
Right.
So we're not trying to drag this person under the bus at that point. But if it comes down to, oh, did you hear about what this person said? Did you hear what they did?
So
I don't have a solution to their problem, and you don't either. And we're just sharing that fact just to make that person look bad.
Right.
I think what you're getting at is it's intention. About motive, your intention. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you talking about
That's exactly what I was going to say, was that like, even if it is true, like, does intention play a part in that? In that, is my intention to bring this person low, like to paint them in a bad light, or is my intention to like make you aware of this information for one reason or another,
right.
whether like aside from making them look poor, like not like a bad person?
I think it absolutely matters, because like the fact of life is not all information is positive. While all information is helpful, it's not positive. Not everything that is going to be shared is good news.
Right.
So let's say I go to Rusty and I'm like, hey, bro, Tyler hit a deer with his car.
No.
And I'm telling you this not
to the podcast. I know.
I'm telling you this not to be like, wow, can you believe
what a poor driver.
Yeah. Just like, if he seems a little shaky when you ride with him at night, just know that he did hit a deer. That to me is different than going like, Rusty, let me tell you how crazy Tyler is. This man hit a deer and he did it so poorly that it lived.
You better not ride with him in the night.
If he asks you to go ride with him at night, do not. And let me tell you what else he did. You know what I'm saying? That those two things to me are completely different.
Yeah.
Now, granted, for me as an individual, not putting this on anyone else.
Yeah.
It is best if I avoid all of that as much as possible.
Right.
Like, I really, because it is so easy for me, even if I were to come to you and be like, bro, just letting you know, Tyler hit a deer. So if he seems a little, you know, whatever, whenever you're riding with him at night, just understand. It is very hard for me to just like leave that there.
Right.
In my flesh.
Yeah.
It's very easy for me by nature to get sucked into, like, if you were to follow up with a question, like, well, does he typically do stuff like that? I'm like, man, you know, it becomes a very slippery slope very fast.
Well, and I think that we kind of know that subconsciously because we've gotten to the point to where, like, we won't allude to a lot of details if not necessary.
Yeah.
Especially if it is something like that, like, especially if it's something that could paint somebody in negative light, we don't just go around saying what it is, not because it's not like, not because of any one reason or another, but it just that it does allude to more questions.
Yeah.
But like, as a result, we would just be like, hey, something happened, you know, Tyler might be a little shaky after this, just making you aware.
Yeah.
And if it's something like that, that needs to be known.
Right.
But if it's not, if it's just for the sake of Tyler hit another thing with his car. Like, I think it's all about how you say it, what your intention is, like,
absolutely,
what amount of detail you're going into it, because it's all about how that person is being portrayed, like, with your intentions and stuff like that. So I definitely agree with what you're saying. One thing that I think we're here.
This is a safe spot, and it's just us.
False
pretense. Nobody else is going to hear this.
Well,
right.
Oh, just a couple dozen
just
people.
Just a few dozen people.
Right.
Literally dozens.
False pretense, like when it comes to sharing information, like with the intention of praying for somebody, like, just keep them in your prayers, but using it as an excuse to air their business out to God and everybody.
I'm going to tell you what that is.
That's some bad stuff.
I'm going to tell you what that is. That's a stink in the nostrils of God.
Oof.
Is what that is.
That's a no-no.
That right there, man, I could go on about that for a while. I'm not going to. But that right there is no bueno.
Nope.
And I'll even say this. You should not, like, if I were to come to you, and I was to be like, hey, guys, or just to both of you, since it's just us here, I just want y'all to know that my disposition is I tend to gravitate towards gossiping. I'm struggling with this. So you guys, please keep me in your prayers. You should then not go to someone and be like, hey, if you got a secret, don't tell Cody.
Right.
Because here's why.
He's
struggling with God.
Yeah. Right. No.
And so pray for him. I tell you this so you can pray. Don't do that. That is not cool at all.
No, it is not.
And it is very anti-biblical.
Right. Ooh-wee.
It happens all the time.
All the time.
Oh, all the time.
I can name at least two instances in the last, I don't know, a couple of weeks.
For the sake of avoiding gossip, let's not do that.
Right. At church. At church, somebody will be like, brother, you need to go pray for this guy.
Yeah.
Because this guy is going through.
I really.
Let me tell you what he's dealing with.
Yeah. Please don't.
I really think, and again, you could go as deep into it as you want, but I feel like that at the end of the day, it all comes back to your motive, your intent.
Yeah.
Why are you doing it? Because sometimes I believe that some people have had good intentions, but they said something in the wrong way or to the wrong person, and that person didn't have good intentions or motives. And so it becomes a big mess and just no good.
So it's funny you mentioned that because I know we're about to wrap it up, but this is another aspect of like basically what you were just saying. Like you may have good intentions, but this is something that I'm trying to formulate
We're verbally processing.
Yeah, I'm trying to formulate the thoughts in my head right now. Recently, and I'm just going to be candid with you guys because I'm human. I do my best.
But, we do.
You know, but I'm human. I have taken on stress that does not belong to me.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with me. It has affected like my mental health, my like sleep schedule, everything. Like it has messed me up. And I find myself like carrying those feelings, those negative feelings of like just frustration and stress. And then even the things that do technically affect me, but I don't have any control over. Like I found myself like, what do I do? Why, like, how do I stop feeling like this? And I found myself wanting to like vent and talk about it and get all that stress off.
Yeah.
And then I heard the Lord say, that's not your problem.
Yeah.
Like, let me handle that. You are worrying about something that like ultimately has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So, and that's one thing that I think that could lead us to what we would consider gossiping, and that talking about things and end up sharing more information than we should, and that could potentially paint people in a bad light just right. because of the stress that we've took on and the negative feelings and resentment that we have towards the situation. It's definitely, I would say, avoidable in that, you know, just kind of take those things to the Lord. If it requires prayer, pray about it.
Yes.
You know, if it requires somebody else to pray with you, tell them that, hey, look, I need you to pray about this situation. Can't go into detail, but, you know, pray with, be in prayer. They don't have to know the exact thing to pray about it. You know what I mean?
Well, and I would say, too, especially if it's a situation where you telling them this
yeah.
is most likely going to change their opinion on someone else.
Right.
Because yeah. that's one of the dangers of gossiping is, like, if I come to you and I'm, you know, air quotes, venting about XYZ, and I'm doing it to, like you said, to just kind of relieve myself of this feeling.
Yeah.
That person isn't going to just forget. They yeah. now have an opinion based on the information that you gave them out of frustration, and you may have just totally altered their view of that person, and this person is walking around not knowing that this other person has this opinion of them.
Right? Well, and you also risk putting that frustration and stress on them as well.
Yeah.
When you should have put that on God
on
to carry and handle.
Right.
But instead, you're putting that on somebody else that it was never yours or their place to carry.
Right.
So,
I guess yeah. if you have information that you really feel like you need to share with somebody, go to your pastor with it.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, that's the best person to go to that kind of stuff with, because if you're, you know, legitimately concerned about the situation,
right.
then he's going to help you out. And if it's you're just wanting to talk about it, then you're probably not going to do it because it's your pastor.
Right.
Yeah.
So. Well, and I thought about it this way, is that, like, imagine there's somebody out there telling everybody your deepest, darkest
yeah.
you know, struggles and situations. Like, things, like, we're all human. We all have moments of weakness, but somebody saw you in that moment of weakness. Now imagine they're telling everybody that they know.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you wouldn't want that to happen
no,
to
that
you.
Is
so,
no
why
good.
Would you do that to somebody else? Even if you've seen somebody at their most vulnerable point and that did affect you in a way and it did make change the way that you saw that person, like, take it to the Lord. Don't take it to yeah. Betty Sue over there.
Yeah, well, and the Lord is the only one, literally the singular only one, who can do anything about it.
True.
Yeah. And he's not going to go gossiping to the angels and tell
right.
them who are going to go gossiping to their neighbor. And,
right.
You know, it's just
Sally Mae.
Yeah.
And the last thing I can even think about to say about this is, it's like that game that you played when you were a kid.
Telephone.
And you whisper something in one person's ear.
Yeah.
And then they whisper it in the guy behind them. And then it goes down a line of people. And when you get to the end, it went from there's a green plant sitting on the table to Cody just murdered somebody.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So,
you want to play that real quick?
Unconfirmed.
Rusty. What was the Rusty's
phone for you? I'm so sorry, you guys.
No, you're good. Okay. Here
that was one of my Instagram followers.
There it is. Let's play telephone. All right, here we go. Rusty. Information is helpful.
Confirmation is deadly.
What did I say, Tyler?
Cody just murdered somebody.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
It's not like we're not all wearing headphones.
Ooh-wee.
That was a good topic, bro.
Glad we got to
it did get a little heavy.
Sorry.
But that's okay. No, it's good. It's good. You know why? Because we're about to just lighten things right back
nice.
Up as we lead, as we head. You know, I can see the light at the end of the tunnel.
Nice.
And
I see the light from your phone.
Yeah, it's on my face. You know why? Because I've got some things pulled up.
Sweet.
So if you're not following us on Instagram,
what's wrong with you?
First of all, shame on you. No, you didn't see this, but what we did, we played a little game, and we really just called it "How Well Do You Know Us?"
An interesting game.
The answer is some of you know us very well.
Yes,
and the other answer is some of you
have no idea who we are.
No idea who we are. So what I did was I basically did this. Okay, we ask a question. Usually, most of them were like, who's most likely to XYZ?
Yeah.
And there was only two options, Cody or Tyler. So I have the results of that here that I would like to just present to you gentlemen and let us verbally process the answers.
This could be fun because I'm not very active on this Instagram and I haven't seen any of these.
That's what I was going to say. We should let Rusty give an answer as to who he thinks is more likely to whatever. And then we'll compare that with our listeners.
Well, without further ado, let's just get into it. Who is most likely to forget what they were about to say?
Tyler.
Oof.
It's because he's done it like 18 times in the last 4 days we've hung out.
That's true.
Here's the problem.
I'm just as bad.
I made that with me being the correct answer.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
And 75% of our audience said Tyler, and only 25% said me.
It's me.
It surprised me, friend.
Well, remember when I talked to you the other day, how like my memory is getting worse somehow?
Yeah, but I mean, I'm like, it's literally a thing. Like,
that's true.
Get Cody a notepad.
Yeah,
because I'm always forgetting. Like, because I would be like, well, we'll get back to that.
And maybe it's because we did get you a notebook.
Maybe so.
Maybe
I want you to know
maybe
that.
Maybe now I need a notebook.
It stays in my bag, and I named it. It's called this notebook.
Nice.
You know, and and so I've been utilizing it for podcast stuff.
Yeah. So you think it was you?
I thought it was me for that purpose. But I mean,
I feel that.
The audience says that it's Tyler. So the defense rests.
There we go.
Okay.
I'm super proud.
This one is pretty easy. I mean, it was kind of a landslide. However, anyway, who is most likely to go hiking for fun?
Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason.
I could do that right now.
For some reason, 20% of our audience thought that it was me.
What?
Yeah. I was like, Okay, so those people.
Right, have not heard a single episode. Right.
That one was pretty funny, though. This one was interesting. The results were a little bit closer.
Okay.
Who's most likely to say you too when the server says enjoy your meal?
I gotta say Cody on that one.
What? You think?
Yeah.
58%.
I think it was me.
58% of the audience said Tyler.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've done it a bunch.
He's done it a bunch. And then he's also the one to be like, you too, and then be like, I have to leave. Like,
yep.
But 42% of people said me.
So what do you think?
I think it's you.
I think it's me.
Because
as well.
I make like a, I'm like thinking about it, like don't say it.
That's what another thing is that you definitely have a reputation for thinking a lot more before you speak than I do.
Thus the answer.
I've gotten better.
You Oh, for sure. And you have a pink hat.
That's true.
So, I mean,
at least
that.
It's not like me and you mix up what you're going to say at the very end. And it's like, thank you and have a good night. And it's like, have a good thank you very much.
Be blessed.
Yeah.
Thank night.
Right.
Sorry, talking all weird.
So this one was funny because we actually had someone message us and be like, you're doing that? No. This is a hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
Cody and Tyler have to take a trip to Washington for a thing. Who would rather drive than fly?
Oh. That's a tough one. I think I think you would probably both rather drive
to Washington?
Yeah. Because, like,
I want you to think back to your topic in this episode.
Yeah, but, I mean, Cody doesn't like to fly. You know, he doesn't like to be in an airplane.
Who would rather drive than fly?
I guess Tyler.
Correct.
75% of the audience said Cody.
What?
Wow. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Because here's the thing. Earlier in this episode, Cody had said that he, like, the hesitation with his vacation was getting to his there. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly. That includes driving. And then, of course, being a coach and stuff, too.
I was thinking, you know, if you're in a car, you can take a break when you want, stop when you want, stretch your legs. You know, if you're on an airplane, you're just on an airplane. You can't really do it.
But at least you're not physically driving.
I will say this. I made that question with the intention of I am the correct answer.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You would rather drive?
I would rather drive and fly for those reasons.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with one of your follow-up questions, like there's a reason why it would not be me.
we'll get to it. Who is most likely to attempt to stop a mugging?
This one was interesting.
I would say Cody.
89% of our audience also said Cody.
Really? It was 89?
89%. Only 11% of people said Tyler, which I found surprising.
Here's the thing. Like, I think neither of us would.
Oh, no, dude. I would try. But see,
you would try?
The key word in this question is attempt.
I think I would want to, but I think that I would be so under-equipped to do so that I wouldn't know what to do.
Well, hear me out.
It would depend so much on what I would be. Where I was at.
In the past, we've talked about something that I've struggled with, which has gotten a lot better, but it's like I have like this sense of it is my responsibility to protect everyone that I'm around.
Yeah.
You know, like if a man were to bust through that door right now, in my mind, it's on me to stop him.
Yeah.
So if we were to walk up on a mugging, what does that mean?
Yeah.
I got to do something.
Yeah. If I'm able to, I would.
Yeah.
But if he has me at gunpoint too, I'm like, what can I do? You know, in the name of Jesus,
do the goat scream from the Grinch. I was surprised that it was like such a large percentage. Don't do it, Tyler. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. It's too late. He did it. Sarah's going to come in here and be like, shut up. I was surprised that it was like that much of a difference.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Moving on.
Same.
Who is most likely to eat dessert before the meal?
Interesting.
Oh, Trey Bird.
He was the inspiration for this question.
True.
But out of me and Tyler, who is most likely to do that?
I would say Cody.
I would say Cody as well.
53% of our audience said Tyler.
What?
Wow. Yep.
I don't really know why that
is. I'm not even that big of a dessert person.
I don't know. I would like to hear some of the reasoning.
Do you think that you were who is the correct answer in your mind?
In my mind, I would probably say me.
Yeah.
But I don't really have a
particular reason. Whenever we go out, like you're the one that's more likely to get dessert, period.
That's true.
Like, in my mind, I'm thinking chocolate cake from B-Dubs.
Oh.
Ooh-wee.
Which we will have soon.
Very soon.
Very soon.
But that's not like I could live without it.
Yeah.
So
we did enjoy it whenever we went.
That's
true. We took me for my birthday.
Yes.
Bro, we went all out on that day.
Dude.
My brother treated me, y'all. I want y'all to know that.
We ate so good at B-Dubs that day.
Did they give you a candle?
No,
I was cheated of a candle.
Man. And they didn't give it to him for free.
They sure didn't. They charged that man for my cake and for his cheesecake.
Yeah, yes, because... Ooh,
and for
I forgot about that cheesecake.
And for the two appetizers we had.
We ate good.
We ate so good.
They did that because it was not Tyler's birthday. It was your birthday.
I guess so.
Well, I made a point to say...
Oh, he's paying? Yeah.
I made a point to say, like... What do you want for your birthday, bro?
He was like, you might as well. It's your birthday. And I was like, you dirty dog.
And, anyway, moving on.
Here's another close one. Who is most likely to pursue a career as a voice actor?
I can understand why this one was close.
Me too.
I would say Cody.
53% of our audience also said Cody.
Really?
But I feel like that's unfair because you've been more vocal about it than me.
That was one thing that I was like going to pursue.
Yeah.
I was actively pursuing.
Like that. I've talked about how like, oh, it'd be cool. And I actually like do the little voices and stuff. But you've been like, yo, fam, I want to be a cartoonist and a voice actor. Yeah. That would have been fun. So
you would both be great at it. And Tyler has talked to me about like wanting to do that. But like, I know your whole thing is like, you want to be on air. You want to be, you know.
Professional podcast. That's what I want to do.
I feel that.
Don't get me wrong.
Well, I'm not a voice actor now, so
I would love to. I just want to, even if it's just one thing. I don't only have to do it as like a career, but like, look,
just to have one thing exist out there.
If you're listening to this and you need a
voiceover
for like classmate A,
yeah,
let me know, man.
Hit me up for classmate B.
Yeah, we have the technology. Okay, here we go. This one I thought was funny. Who is most likely to slip on a banana peel, then act like that was part of the plan?
Oh, that was Tyler.
That's the quick response.
79% of our audience also said Tyler.
What?
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I feel like the, it would be me, though. Because,
you think?
Because I feel like you would be like, oh, that's unfortunate.
Whereas
me, I'd be like, y'all see that? Do I need to do it again?
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
so
true.
So I feel like it was me, but only 20,
I agree with that.
Only 21% of our audience thought.
But with you painting that scenario, I could definitely see that happening because I've been in situations where I've made a boo-boo and I'm just like, oops.
Yeah. Well, and I've also
kind of like, whatever.
I've also fallen in the past and then like instead of just getting up,
you
I'll
just
like
rolled over and
throw the rock on sign above or whatever to try to do away with the embarrassment.
Starts doing push-ups.
No, that's not gonna happen. Okay. Here's another one that was pretty close. Who would be the one to endure pain / sickness rather than seek medical help?
Oh. That is a tough one.
I feel like you have the answer to this because it was discussed previously.
Oh, man. Yeah. Probably, I don't know.
To be clear, the question is who would endure rather than...
Right, rather than seek medical attention. I think it would probably be Cody.
53% of our audience would be in agreement with you.
They are incorrect.
They are very incorrect.
I don't even own Tylenol.
Tyler,
you asked me for Tylenol the other day.
Tyler will literally, if Tyler goes to the doctor,
I'm on my deathbed.
He's literally almost deceased. Whereas me, I'm like, throat's closed. Better go to urgent care in a state that I've never been to before. You know,
for me, I'm just like, let me just drink some water.
Don't get me wrong. I don't enjoy going to the doctor, but I would.
Well, I mean, you would rather be safe than sorry.
Out of me and you, I would be the first one to break and do so.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna sit in bed and just chill until I'm like almost unable to move. Then I'm like, okay, I better drive myself to the doctor.
Honestly, I feel that.
Here's one that wasn't even close.
Oh, jeez.
Who is most likely to host a social gathering?
You've both hosted several, I think.
Who's more likely to do
it? I would say Cody.
Really?
Really?
88% of our audience said Tyler because that is the clear answer.
Yes.
Really?
Tyler is all about like, hey, y'all want to come over for a game night?
Yeah.
Hey, do y'all want to come over and this? Whereas I'm like, y'all can come over for Bible study, but I'm going to come to y'all's house for everything else. Only 12% of the audience voted for me.
Wow.
Rightfully so.
I'm a moron.
That's like the first one you've gotten wrong.
True. No, I think there's several that I've gotten wrong.
No, you've done really
well. The medicine one he got wrong.
That's true. The second one. You're right. You're a moron. No, I'm just kidding.
Y'all don't gossip about me when I leave.
We're going to try not to.
Let's see how you do with this one. This one may determine whether or not you really are a moron.
Oh, I really am.
Who is most likely to own a matte black Rubik's Cube?
Ooh, Tyler.
Oof, he's a moron.
What? Does Cody have one? Is there one in this room?
No, his thing is matte black.
Matt Black, everything.
How am I supposed to know that?
You claim to listen to the podcast.
Ooh, I do. I know you wanted a matte black car, but I didn't think
What color are those headphones you're wearing?
Oof.
Matte black and red, I think.
No, just matte black. We're just messing with you.
The cord's red.
The cord is red, but that's because the matte black one broke.
For those of you
use
that
it so much.
Don't gotcha. Know, for what percentage didn't know?
70% of audience said me, 30% said Tyler.
For the 30% of you that did not know, Cody is very much a matte black fan. To the point to where like we got him like a matte black Switch for his birthday.
And it's literally perfect.
Like we got everything that we possibly could get matte black. We got like, don't you have matte black shoes?
I do.
There you go.
They don't fit, but I won't get rid of them. Why?
Because they're matte black.
Because they're matte black.
I guess I was thinking of it differently. I wasn't exactly thinking about color. And like, I know Tyler is a little more like nostalgia kind of stuff.
I feel that.
So.
Well, we wouldn't know because we can't
Rubik's
seem to talk
cube.
About it. More on that later.
Jeez.
This one also was not close at all.
Okay.
Who is most likely to require some alone time?
Some alone time? I'd say Cody.
Yeah.
91%
rightfully
of our audience said Cody.
Yeah.
This is what I found interesting, though. Some people who voted for you to most likely to host a social gathering also voted for you on who's most likely to spend some alone time. Maybe they were thinking as a result of the social gathering.
Here's the thing. Like I used to, and I've said this before on the podcast, that I recharge when I'm around people. But here lately, just in 2021, I found the alone time that I have. Like I've really, really enjoyed it.
And like, I find myself looking forward to those days that I'm by myself. Yeah. Like, even just this morning, I didn't have to be at work until 12. I had an amazing morning this morning, and I was just by myself from 5 to 11.
Tell me you did not get in your hammock when it was snowing.
I tried to, but it was frozen shut.
Did you really?
I tried to. I was going
Power to you.
Well, I was dressed appropriately. Like, I understand. Well, I'm sure.
Yeah. And y'all are calling me the moron.
You called yourself the moron, sir.
I'm not denying that I am one. Well, look, I'm not the only one in the room.
Well, I went out there.
Definitely not.
By
no means.
The hammock was frozen shut. I had to literally pry it open.
That's crazy.
It was like I was so sad, man, because I had my book and everything. I read now, casually. And it's great.
Like, I almost text you at like 7:30. I'm like, Tyler, get out of the hammock.
I literally was at my hammock at 7:30, prepared to be out there.
Who is most likely to forget someone's name? Now, I will say this. Some of these questions were like, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, who, you know, basically like, who did this thing?
Yeah.
Well, if it was an option, it would definitely be me. But since it's not, I would say Tyler.
Wow. 69% of our audience also said Tyler.
Which is crazy.
Which is so crazy because we've been very vocal about the fact that it's me.
Yeah.
And
like, I remember like the waiter's name.
And there's the famous story. He may forget whether or not sometimes it's sir or ma'am.
Right.
But he does remember the name.
Oh, boy.
The famous story is where I forgot that I had ever met Chase.
Yeah.
And
I remember that.
Yeah. And there's that story where, like,
you met twice, two or three times?
I had met him multiple times. And then I introduced myself to him in Mobile. And he was like, hey, Cody. And I was like, have we met? He's like, yeah, we've met a few times. And I was like,
oof.
Really? Oh. And it was just like, but I'll never forget him ever again.
Nope.
Anyway, definitely me.
So I've got a story about that as well.
Okay.
With my forgetfulness and I can't recall names. Me and a very good friend of mine were watching this TV series, mm-hmm. and we have literally watched 40, 50 episodes of this series, and it's funny, really good. And it was on the very last episode ever made, and they asked me, what is that guy's name? And I could not tell him.
Oh, no.
I've watched almost this entire series. Now, I missed some episodes.
Yeah, well, still.
And yeah, they were like, what's this one? I think that guy's name is this. And they're like, no.
Oh, man.
No.
That's the worst.
And I was like, well, who is this? And they're like, that's this guy. It's the main character.
No. I find myself doing the same thing when I'm reading. Like, the book will go over a character, and I'm like, wait, who was that? And like, I just covered it in the last paragraph. I'm like, okay, let me go back.
Now, in my defense, most of the time, I was also on my cell phone. Like, I'm on my cell phone a lot because of work and stuff.
Right? Yeah,
so
right.
I'm constantly doing that. But,
I understand.
I'm not good with names.
Oof.
Who is most likely to get arrested for criminal speeding?
Oh, boy. Tyler.
Absolutely.
Yeah. 100%.
67% of our audience knows that.
Oh, man.
33% said me, and I'm like...
Well, in their defense, you talked about the time that you had speeding on the way to your birthday dinner with...
That's true.
...with your mom, but it's me. I would get rid of criminal speeding if I could, but I would also be punished severely if I ever got caught.
This one was very interesting to me. Who first said... information is helpful.
This was very surprising to me as well.
On this show. Who was the first person to say that?
Oh, Tyler.
Yes.
Correct.
It was Tyler. However, 72%.
Said it was you.
Said it was me. Only 28% of
people. And I saw the people that said it was you.
Right?
And I was like,
I think what that was is like they got a 50-50 shot.
That's true.
Cody started the podcast.
Right.
It was probably him.
Well, you also reference it the most.
I do. I do go back to it because I like it. There's a shirt that says information is helpful.
Did I say that on my first episode?
I don't think it was your first one.
It was one of the very early ones,
but I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, and listeners, you can go back and let us know which episode it was if you want to. There's your assignment for the week.
Right. your homework.
Right. In order to get your rations next week.
Right.
No, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it was one of your first episodes where we started doing this regularly, but before you were officially co-host.
Yeah.
So it's like this weird period
Transition.
And I could be totally wrong. It could have been last week. You know?
it was not last week. I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, we need to know that because information is helpful. Moving on. this one was literally... Okay. I think people misread this one a little bit.
Okay.
Because this one says, who is less likely to order extra mayo on their Subway sandwich?
Who is less likely?
Okay. Tyler.
That's right.
Correct.
However...
I'll make sure I read it right.
this one was the only one that was 50-50.
Really?
50-50.
Oh, man, no.
And I've been pretty vocal that I'm a man. Likes mayonnaise. I'm a man that likes mayonnaise.
Yeah.
And I think people were maybe didn't read it just right because it says who is less likely to order extra. Well, that's obviously Tyler because he doesn't like mayonnaise.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, look at how you reacted to that sandwich where I put the mayonnaise on it. Even though you have a pink hat, you didn't like the mayonnaise.
I did not. I think I was wearing my pink hat that day as well.
I think you were.
Wow.
Go look at that video, people.
On our Instagram and Facebook.
And this one was very specific. And this is one of those where, like, if you know, you know. But if you don't,
you don't know.
Who should never be given orange juice on a plane?
Cody.
It's me.
67% of people knew that it was Tyler. 33% said me because Tyler was once given orange juice on a plane as a young man.
A lot of orange juice.
And threw up on a man's head.
No, his lap.
Like that's any better.
So that was like one of those.
I was like 10.
That was one of those like very specific.
Yeah, that like, nobody had. Like if you didn't know the story, then you just guessed.
I will say this. In the defense of everyone who got answers wrong, as I was looking through them, a lot of them were new listeners, people that haven't been following us
and
for a
very
long time.
And we appreciate your support.
And this is all just for fun, but it was just interesting to see how many people like knew the correct answer.
Right.
A lot of people got them right. Dozens even.
Yeah.
Dozens of people got the answers correct. But that was a fun little game we played on Instagram. I would personally love to do it again.
I was about to say, we may do it again in the future, so keep make sure that you guys are listening for all these little details in our stories.
Gentlemen, are y'all ready to get to some music?
Let's do it. This week on Drop the Bop, I got a real treat for you guys.
You better.
I have not been excited about a bop in a while. Like, well, I have been, but not this excited.
Yeah.
This week, we are going to drop Perfectly Imperfect.
Same.
By Marcus Antonio.
All right.
And I think we've recommended one of his songs before.
You confronted this man over this song.
I did. Because he had the audacity to release this anointed, super good song on this just random Friday.
Tyler like just posted.
I called him out.
He posted a story and like tagged him and was like, how dare you?
I was like, who do you think you are?
And I was over here like, I hope he knows that we're like fans.
Super nice guy.
Yeah.
Super nice guy. I kind of did the same thing whenever we recommended his song last time. Let me try again. Sorry, I'm just that, you know, impressed by the song.
I like that.
But I've enjoyed everything that he's put out, and this song was no different. I definitely recommend it. The song is great. He has a guest soloist on there that is super good. I really recommend it.
It's me.
No, unfortunately not.
It's Rusty.
It's definitely not me.
I was able to call this guy out on Instagram because he's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe one day we'll get him on the show.
The invitation is there.
Boom.
You know he's already a listener. So.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, yeah. Of course. Isn't everyone?
He's one of the dozens.
Yeah. Stop it. Well, we recommend that you go check out the song. It's going to be on our Instagram. Check our story, our highlights for our Apple Music and Spotify links.
Are in the description.
Yes.
You know what? I don't know about y'all.
I've had a wonderful time.
I've had one of the best times I've had in a while.
Yes.
You know, usually it's just me and Tyler, which is no fun at all.
Yeah.
Boo. But now we have you, so it's been like, it's been a really good time.
Speaking of, when do I get that paycheck you told me about?
Ooh. When do I get that paycheck you told me about?
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your enjoyment. I can't feed you, Tyler. They got to go buy merch. If you like that, head over to Instagram where you can follow us at That Table Pod. You can go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a review and share this podcast with your friends and your family. It's the right thing to do, Rusty.
It is.
If you'd like to learn about other ways you can support the show, please check out the description where you'll find a short list provided for your convenience. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time.
Be blessed.